everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast Game Recap for November 21st, 2015. The Orlando Magic fall to the Sacramento Kings 97-91 in that special early edition of Orlando Magic Basketball this Saturday for the international audience. And frankly, they were treated to kind of a, not boring, but interesting game. Not stylistically that pleasing to watch. It was a very, very strange game for the Magic. They really didn't get anything going. Both teams shot really, really poorly. 41.3% for the Magic was actually better than the 38.3% the Kings shot. The teams combined to shoot 16 of 51 from beyond the arc. The Magic 9 of 31. And frankly, the big story in this game, and really kind of maybe the driving force, and it shouldn't be, was that the Magic just couldn't hit a shot tonight. Orlando really could not get into their offense. It bogged down really, really a lot, and they never really found the energy and the rhythm that they needed to come in and win this game. Orlando led by four at about the midway point, a little bit past the midway point of the third quarter, after really struggling, you know, kind of seesawing, staying within distance, but never really having the lead or never really having complete control of the game in the first half. But in the third quarter, the Magic came out with good energy. They retook the lead, went up by four, and then the bottom just fell out. Orlando gives up a 22-2 run to end the third quarter. Sacramento played some fantastic basketball. I wrote about this in the grades post. You might be reading the grades post right now. Sacramento was really good in this game. Defensively, they really kept the Magic from finding any of that rhythm, forcing them into bad passes, forcing them into difficult shots, to be frank, and just really corralling them and putting them into the situations they wanted to have them in. The Magic never found that offensive rhythm. And again, Scott Skiles was searching for energy. And so when the bottom fell out in that third quarter on that 22-2 run that put the Magic down by 16 entering the fourth quarter, really Skiles was left searching once again.
You know, too many times we're searching, you know, during the game. We're just flat searching for anything to happen for us. Tonight it was a little more on the offensive end of, you know, can we find any lineup out there that can knock down a couple threes for us? You know, probably waited too long to get Channing out there. But they were playing small so much, I didn't necessarily want Channing running around on, you know, McCaskey or McLemore or something like that. But yeah, we finally found a lineup, started to get back in the game. So, you know, I wasn't going to bust that up at that point.
The Magic did get back into the game. They trailed by 16 again to enter the fourth quarter, and then they found that energy again. They found that urgency. Sacramento shot really poorly in that fourth quarter, only 4 of 21 in the fourth quarter. DeMarcus Cousins, who had 29 points in the game, shot only 2 of 7, really, really struggled. The whole Kings team really struggled as the Magic increased their intensity. But at the same time, only two players accounted for 9 of the Magic's 10 field goal makes in that fourth quarter, both Evan Fournier and Tobias Harris splitting that duty. Tobias shooting 6 of 7. Evan Fournier shooting 3 of 7 in the quarter. But it took a while for the Magic to find that energy. And what really marked that fourth quarter that made it different than the rest of the game was in that quarter, the Magic's defense charged the team. Like that quarter was led by the defense, and the rest of the game didn't really feel like that. Orlando didn't play bad defense necessarily, but they were really sloppy. They committed a lot of fouls in this game. Sacramento shot the ball shot the ball from the foul line 31 times. They made 28 free throws in the game. The Magic only attempted 8, and 4 of them came from Tobias Harris. So the Magic really, really, really struggled to kind of keep themselves in this game. And it was really stuff that they did to themselves in a lot of ways. Sacramento is a tough team to guard against. They do have a lot of guys that can get to the line and put pressure on you. You know, Rajon Rondo is a guy that constantly sucks the defense in, and you have to kind of rotate back out. And the Magic just were a little sloppy finishing those possessions. They were a little sloppy staying down on pump fakes and finishing off the defensive possession that way. And so, again, the Magic were kind of searching for that energy, searching for that precision that they need that they just didn't get. Until that fourth quarter, when they started to make their comeback and cut the lead all the way down to 7. They did have a chance to get that to 5, but Evan Fournier was called for an offensive foul, a controversial offensive foul, but it was called an offensive foul, and then he picked up a technical foul walking to the other end of the floor. So, again, a difficult way for this game to go. The Magic just never really found their rhythm, and you know, with the way the offense was going, it was such a struggle for them. It was really kind of amazing because the Magic did a, you know, Skiles said he, you know, they really didn't have the energy most of the night, but even he said they had things really going at the beginning of the game. They just weren't hitting shots. And so offensively, you know, really this whole game came down to the Magic weren't hitting shots, and that led to breakdowns and frustrations elsewhere in the game that the Kings took advantage of.
We started the game with so many open looks, just, you know, one right after the other, and none of them were even in and out. I mean, I'm surprised the rim didn't come crashing down on some of them. So, you know, they weren't close, and that can, you know, cause you to be a little demoralized for sure. You know, you hope you're not that weak, but that can happen. But, you know, even as that was happening, we were also losing them in transition, and, you know, so there was a bunch of things going on at once. So I'm not sure if that happened or not, but we moved the ball pretty well early on. We just couldn't knock down a shot, and that kind of continued through the whole game. We couldn't make our threes.
There were certainly issues beyond the Magic's inability to make shots, as Skiles alluded to. Sacramento did do a good job getting out on the break, 17 points on 5 of 12 fast break opportunities. You know, they did get into the paint for 44 points in the paint on 22 of 47 shooting in the paint. So, you know, the Magic did, you know, they had a little dash of good, a little, and then a lot of dash of bad. It just was not a sharp performance, and we know that Scott Skiles is looking for this team to be sharper. But offensively, you know, it was a huge struggle for this team. You know, they stayed in the game as long as they could, but the third quarter with the bottom just kind of fell out on them, and those defensive inefficiencies came out, and the Magic couldn't find offense. You know, you roll down the stat sheet here, Evan Fournier scores 17 points, but he shoots 7 of 20 from the floor, 3 of 11 from beyond the arc. Tobias Harris, who I thought had one of his better score, he certainly had one of his best scoring games of the year. I thought he did a really good job on offense throughout the game, scored 24 points on 10 of 16 shooting, 14 of those, as I mentioned before, in the fourth quarter. But he missed all 4 of his three-point attempts, and most of those were open. So the Magic were getting open shots. They just weren't falling for them throughout the game. And so, you know, when it came to that big run in the third quarter, the Magic just didn't have an answer. And so maybe that the takeaway from this game is that's still the concerning part, that the Magic couldn't stem the tide. The Magic couldn't find themselves. They couldn't rely on that defense to get the stops and kind of end that run so the offense could settle down and even create some offense through the defense. That was the big takeaway from this game, and that was kind of the frustration that was felt afterward.
Just, you know, they made a run, but at the end of the day, we had to be able to come back a little bit stronger than that. You know, 22 points to 2 isn't, it's too much. You know, we had to find a balance of shots on the phone for us. You know, defensive end is where we have to be, and we have to always be locked in defensively and be ready to get stops at that time, and we weren't able to do that.
So the Magic, obviously, they couldn't get that last little push that they needed. They did make a nice run again at the end. They made it a close game, and it ended up being a 6-point deficit, obviously. But they got it to within 5. They got it to within 7. Had a chance to cut it to 5. They never gave up on the game. Once that energy came, once Skiles found that combination that would give him the energy that he needed, once the defense started creating for the offense, this was a fun game. There was juice in the building. There was a lot of energy, and the Magic looked like a good team. But again, the frustration remains that it's taking Skiles having to search for the right lineup combinations. You know, the number one thing that I'm hearing from you guys when you ask me on Twitter, why is Nikola Vucevic only playing 25 minutes? Why is Victor Oladipo playing only 25 minutes right now? And my answer to you is Scott Skiles is trying to win the game, and he's playing the lineups that give him the best chance to win the game on a night-to-night basis. It isn't there's 6 minutes left, it's time to go back to the starters with him. I'm getting more out of this lineup that finished the game with Elfrid Payton, Tobias Harris, Evan Fournier, Aaron Gordon, and Channing Frye than I was getting at the beginning of the game with that starting unit. That starting unit didn't come ready to play, and then certain units didn't come continuing to play at that high level that's expected of them. And that's really the key for this Magic team right now, is they're not bringing that consistency, particularly the guys that are supposed to be the team's best players. Skiles doesn't have complete trust in these guys yet. He doesn't have complete confidence that they're going to play the way that he needs them to play. And frankly, they haven't proven it to him. That's all about what you prove on the court. It's not about your pedigree. It's not about your salary. It's not about any of that. It's about what you prove on the court. And again, Skiles, you know, I don't think he believes he's sending a message. I believe he thinks he's just trying to win the game and doing what he thinks is best to win the game. And so he continues to make these moves that do that. And again, the Magic just didn't have the energy all night. They didn't have the consistency in precision that's needed. And it still seems like it's something 13 games into the season now that the Magic are trying to drive home. How does that lesson get learned? Did they need to lose this game maybe to learn that lesson? I don't know. Obviously, Monday's going to be a much more difficult task with Cleveland, but these games are difficult, and that's something that the Magic are learning now, is that they're experiencing winning for a real time for the first time.
Nobody's going to give us a game. We have to really come out here and take it, and tonight we just weren't able to do that. We have to have more energy. I thought our energy, wasn't really there tonight, especially when they went on a run. We didn't, we didn't react good enough to come back, and that's the discouraging part. But it's something that we have to get better at.
The team continues to go through this process of getting better in these situations. Again, Tobias Harris, said this because I asked a really poorly phrased question and led it with this, but they're not using youth as an excuse anymore. They want to, they want to be held accountable to the standard, and certainly they are, and certainly consistency is still something that eludes them, and frankly, it is because they are a little bit young. They are still learning a lot about winning in the NBA and the expectations of winning that come with it. And so, a game like this is a major learning step for them. If it wasn't already, it continues to drill home this point that it's about what can you do every single night? Can you bring the energy every single night? Can you bring the precision to run the game plan every single night? It doesn't have to be perfect. You can make mistakes, but the intention's got to be there, and the attention to detail's got to be there. You can't be making lazy mistakes, and the Magic tonight made a lot of those lazy mistakes, and they paid the price for it. They fell down big, and that upped the urgency factor a little bit, and that's when they started to start making the plays that they needed to make. And so the Magic certainly should be a little disappointed with their effort on Saturday night, but they got to move on from it because they've got a big challenge on Monday against the Cleveland Cavaliers up at Quicken Loans Arena. So once again, the final score to tonight's game, the Orlando Magic fall to the Sacramento Kings 97-91. It just a really, kind of frustrating evening for the team, but one that they certainly, I think, have come to realize that they deserved with the effort they put forward. For everyone here at Orlando Magic Daily, this has been editor Philip Rossman Reich. We'll catch you next time here on the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast.